Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Ross Sapp. It is July 31st, 2024. It is WWE SummerSlam week. We're going to have plenty of coverage for you guys this week. I'm going to have interviews at the Junket. We've got a live post show from Reg and Phil. We had the prediction show. Wade Keller of Pro Wrestling Torch joined us today, joined Stephanie Chase. We're going to have a preview show on Select. Of course, we're covering SmackDown, all that good stuff. But you can head over to FightfulSelect.com. See this guy doing an awful lot of coverage this week. We got Alex Pawlowski. Alex, how you doing?
Better before the end of the main event. But good. Looking forward to seeing what SummerSlam has in store. There's a lot of stuff that I honestly don't know where they're going with it, for better or for worse. So those are always fun, but yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in AEW, you know, not counting my own proclivities.
A lot better stuff there than in the city of Cleveland in general. Alex, before my grandmother passed away, I found out that my mother and my grandmother actually lived in Cleveland for years.
Oh God, are you okay?
Yeah, it's like I finally understood the villain in all the X-Men movies. Like I got it. I understood.
What a betrayal.
I know. I was like, this is gross. Although I will say this. One of the last things that my grandmother said to me was me going, hey, Mama, I'm going to Cleveland for work in a couple months. She goes, sounds like a terrible job. And I will always enjoy that interaction. But I will be in Cleveland this week. A place where you can see both the Christmas Story house and you know, the most depressing landscape just in general, within like a few miles of one another. But hey, while you're here, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications, get your super chats and humper chats in here at youtube.com/Fightful or over on Twitter/X or whatever that may be. You can send in humper chats, H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. We would greatly appreciate it if you did that. We largely thrive off of your sponsors or our sponsors and your support. We ain't making that much money off of clicks. YouTube ad revenue ain't cutting it, my friends. So please subscribe to Fightful Select, where today we did a collaborative report on our free tier that I just know has Alex excited. One day we are going to see the Darby, Jericho, Shane McMahon stable that we all need. So I'm gonna break down a lot of this. You could also watch the What's Up You Guys podcast where I answered a lot of questions about this. But there's always a lot of conspiracy theories over stuff like this. Oh, it's a coordinated leak and there's no way. Listen. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to break down this in as much detail as I can while preserving someone's gig. I got hit up by Luke Owen on Tuesday.
Yeah.
As they had been sent some information. And then as a result of verifying it, got couple graphics that showed that Shane McMahon was at a private Arlington airport on Monday. Those are not the only images that we were able to see as a result of verifying this. Now, I saw a lot of people say intentional leak. Well, if it wasn't an intentional leak, AEW sure did a good job ghosting me, following up on anything. I got more when I asked about them being in talks with CM Punk in 2021.
Wow.
Yes. Than this.
Wow.
So it is not hard to tell that based on the little HDR up in the top left-hand corner of that image, it's likely that whoever did this was taking a bit of a video, probably swiped their phone upwards, got a little image of whatever this was. Now, the person that sent it, I'll say this, had an email that I found stuff online from decades before. It is they would have had to have gone to great lengths.
Wow.
To make this a coordinated leak in that sense.
Was it a Hotmail domain?
Not far off, buddy. That's what I'll say. Not far off.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Not far off. But I mean, I don't think that they're necessarily upset that this news emerged. Didn't hear anything like that, but it was not the coordinated leak that I saw a lot of people conspiracy theorizing on. Pretty widespread. And not only that, I was able to look into the email and find who was connected to it and then discover what connection to that possible situation they might have.
Right.
I'm good at this shit, guys.
Yeah, no, he's really good at it. Yeah.
I didn't get this far by being zero news. I'll tell you that much. I didn't get this far by being Brad Shepard and being like, right. I'm going to be on Ballers next week. Let me tweet that. It's just not the way that it works. But we did our due diligence here, and WrestleTalk did a great job as well. And this is a situation that is happening quite frequently in media now, where sometimes you get one source and you're like, well, I know a person in media that can get this double, triple, quadruple sourced. And I'm always happy to collaborate in that sense. I've done that with a number of people in the past, John Alba, WrestleTalk, PWN, just a variety of outlets and people. Raj Geary in the past as well. It's something I'm always open to. But Shane McMahon did have a meeting with Tony Khan. I don't know how that meeting necessarily went, but Shane has always been pretty diplomatic in his relationships, so to speak. Now, granted, the last, I don't want to say the last time, because that's when he tore his leg up at WrestleMania last year, but the time before that that he was around, he did not make a good impression backstage at the Royal Rumble. You can read a a full feature on Inside the Royal Rumble that, that dropped last year. But your thoughts when you heard about Shane McMahon possibly joining AEW, of which Tony Khan backstage has been pretty open to, it seems like.
Look, the first time I heard about Shane possibly joining AEW was when people were, you know, speculating about it months ago. My reaction to seeing a picture of them together, obviously taken when both of them were like, what? Yes. And had no idea, like, wasn't, nobody was posing for it. It wasn't like, hey, we're here. Like, there were way too many cups on the table, as Jeremy Lambert pointed out. I don't know how thirsty. I know Shane sweats a lot, so he probably needs at least three or four cups of water at a time. But I was just like,
and I did see people that were like, oh, well, we never see other pictures of these meetings. Listen, I didn't publish the picture at first. WrestleTalk did. I wouldn't have published the picture personally, but then they did. And I said, to hell with it. Yeah, I have. I've seen numerous pictures like this.
I just need it to be done right. Like, they have such an incredible wealth of talent that could never get on television. You know what I mean? And just to I just don't know what their plans are. And until I do, I reserve the right to be more apprehensive than excited. But there's certainly some things they could do with him that I would look at and be like, that's a great choice. That's a good use of Shane McMahon. But there are, I think, more options that if they did that, I'd be like, oh no, don't do that. So I just don't know which thing they're going to go with. But the last major deal that we had of him was him blowing out his quad, doing a leapfrog in a match versus The Miz at WrestleMania 39. And the thing we had before was him basically deciding he should be the most important guy in the Royal Rumble. So, like, he doesn't have a great recent track record, both in the ring and also, like, in creative. So I don't know where they're going with this, but I am, at this point, apprehensive.
I would love to see him involved in the Elite. I think that would be...
I think that is a great way of using him. I hope that that is the thing they go with as opposed to anything else.
I want to see him do the Mercedes Moné dance. Absolutely. Well,
that would be very entertaining.
Did you hear Jeremy Lambert's idea?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's great. He said that Bryan Danielson should come out and say, you know, I mentioned last week, my doctors don't want me to wrestle. And the last time that happened and I made my comeback, there was one man that was there for me. Mm-hmm. Here comes the money, dollar, 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 dollar. And there he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The greatest wrestler in the world.
Yeah, yep.
And then they could say, we're the best in the world wrestler.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Guys, get in your super chat. Get in your humper chats. Big Deodorant says, do you think it's more likely that Shane is coming in for a one-off, or do you think he is the forbidden Shane between AEW and WWE? Love you, Sean. You're the best Big Step host ever. Shane has no connection to WWE anymore. I don't believe he has stock. He is not under contract. WWE confirmed that to me. I want to say last month. Yeah, we're still in July. So in June, they confirmed that to me. Right. As well. But I think that we will eventually see Shane McMahon in AEW. And if for one thing, Christian Cage just walks out to the ring, looks at him and says, your father, and then just basks, and then there's no follow-up.
Yeah. There you go. That's good.
Thank you to Eugene for becoming a YouTube member. Will says, with the good work you do, you should join the Men in Black SRS. It's better than the fourth movie. I'm afraid that I do not understand how that applies to the context of the situation.
I mean, maybe you're good at investigating things.
I am good at investigating things. I'm very good at it, but yeah. Your cousin from Boston says, with everyone assuming that AEW will get a new TV deal, how would it be presented to fans? TK in the ring to announce it, Twitter post, etc. Probably likely something to Variety or the like, and then they would probably do something on TV.
Right.
But how about this for a plug? FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we got some news coming.
Ooh.
Got some news about AWWBD.
All right.
I will say all of our news has been accurate so far. I got one freakazoid that he's emailed me from a burner like 40 times. Like, last year you said they were deep in talks. Hey, buddy, that's WBD's words, not mine. And they were. Right. And we'll have more details on that just because I feel like releasing some of that. But also, a very important milestone date type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Our WBD AEW reporting is going to age phenomenally well. I'll say that. Got the MJF promo, and he's interrupted by Will Ospreay. They go back and forth about America. And the thing that's really highlighted to me, this was a smaller venue, smaller crowd, dark, drab, depressing background.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that they shoot this, I see Will talking and nothing in the background.
Right.
Nothing but just black and then the occasional light shining in at the screen. Mm-hmm. I wish they would find a better way to shoot that. But
The
MJF Will Ospreay interaction is followed by the match with Lance Archer. But how'd you feel about the promo itself? Because MJF, well, we'll get to what happened afterwards after all that. But this promo in general, talking about America and Will Ospreay.
Well, you know, he's doing his ugly American shtick, which we kind of thought was where they were going to go with this for the duration of his title reign, with the American title. But he wasn't out there very long before Will Ospreay ran out there, ran him off. But then he cuts a promo about like, you know, because they're in Greenville, South Carolina, so you're going to get a USA USA chant, even if the guy representing the USA is clearly the villain here. They're still going to chant for USA. So we had Will Ospreay had to stop and go, yes, no, I agree, bruv. America, 100%. However, I don't think he's representing America to the greatest. And I was like, oh, that's a good pivot. Like, if you love America, awesome. You should hate him for being a fake, for not being the right kind of American. I thought that was a really good pivot by Will. That's the weird thing about this is that the American champion plays really great as a heel when he goes to Mexico or when he goes to the UK to face Michael Oku or for All In, but it has a weird thing in America because some crowds are going to feel weird about booing the America guy. You know what I mean? So I like that they're trying to figure out a way to draw a distinction between, yes, he's American and I'm not, and USA, USA, especially during the Olympics.
Yeah.
But you could draw a distinction by making the point that he is not representing America the way he should.
I saw somebody say that Lance Archer is the type of guy where you never really miss him, but then when he shows up on TV and has a match, you're like, damn, this guy's good. And it really does remind me of the OG days of AEW, seeing him there.
Yes.
It does restore the feeling. Will Ospreay beats him. After the match, Fletcher makes the save for Ospreay and cuts this great promo. Coy Stalling says, any truth to Fletcher being a replacement for MJF, like Dave Meltzer tweeted about? Was it supposed to be Daniel Garcia? It wasn't supposed to be Daniel Garcia, and I'm working to find out who it was that Meltzer was alluding to on his tweet. He said that somebody had obligations they couldn't get out of. I don't think Daniel
for this particular spot tonight
for the Kyle Fletcher thing. I don't think Daniel Garcia has like an important chiropractor's appointment he can't get out of to fulfill contractual duties. But I am working on that. But Kyle Fletcher cut a great promo.
It was great.
And I've long said that I see him where AJ Styles was in 01.
Yeah.
I see him where Kenny Omega was in 2015, where Will Ospreay was a number of years ago. And he is next up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love it. And I also like MJF's thank me later line. That's a nice switch from I'm better than you and you know it.
Yeah.
It's quicker, it's to the point. Crowd ain't gonna get behind it.
No,
he can just go with that. What'd you feel about all this?
Well, I wanted to call attention quickly to the Archer and Ospreay match. I thought they did a really great job of having Archer immediately get the upper hand with a giant choke slam and then just pound Ospreay into submission throughout.
Yeah.
But Ospreay gets one really good reversal and then hits a hidden blade that Archer kicks out of at one because he didn't get all of it. Like when they showed the replay, I was like, that wasn't a full hidden blade. So Archer kicking out of it one doesn't ruin the move because immediately he does it to him again and he's out for the count. I thought that was a really, really good use of both guys in that. Fletcher saving Ospreay from being attacked by MJF. I don't even know who you would use if it wasn't Garcia. That's the only other person. I don't know who you would use in this spot other than that, unless it was Pac, because Pac's got the match versus MJF down the line. Like, I don't know who else you would do. It's Fletcher. Like, it's a perfect thing. I also love that they brought out Callis, and Fletcher says to Callis, I know that because he's not in the Don Callis family anymore, so it's not family business, but that man is not only my best friend, he's my brother. And I wasn't about to let him sit out here getting his ass beat by this clown. And he cut a great promo on MJF. We're going to get an MJF versus Fletcher match. I love the threat from MJF of like, I'm going to beat the absolute dog crap out of your boy next week. It's all because of you. So you can thank me later. All of that is awesome. This is great. I mean, I think the match we're going to get with Fletcher and MJF is going to be excellent. MJF will win. And then we will have a really cool thing to look back on in a few years when Kyle Fletcher is world champion material. And MJF is still at the top of his game. We will have this match to look back on as part of the beginning of their story together. It's great stuff.
See, Delgado says they should advertise best in the world for All Out, Troll Chicago, and change the Rainmaker to the Shane Maker. I am ashamed to say that I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah.
Reese Rose says a few hours ago, Devon said, Will Washington is a snake in the locker room and leaking information. Any comment? Wait, do you want me to comment on the guy who hosted the podcast that did a 3-part series platforming a convicted pedophile? Or do you want me to comment on Devon Dudley, who about 12 seconds into that clip thought that Will Washington was still a dirt sheet writer when he got signed by AEW 15 months ago and in his contract, his physical contract, they were able to insert in there, you are not allowed to provide proprietary information to your previous employer. Mm-hmm. Which of those would you like for me to comment on? Because I'll tell you what I can comment on. The fact that I have done interviews with a number of talent who brought him up on their own, because I don't bother asking Will about proprietary information because I wouldn't risk his dream job.
Right.
But have unprovoked brought up how much they like Will. Haven't had anybody bury him yet. Not had anybody bury him yet. Am I biased? Probably a little over the fact that I worked with him, but hey, that's why I'm not on this show singing the praises of Will Washington every week. But listen, if you want me, I'm just clarify which do you want me to comment on? Because I know one thing, I'll never be so desperate in my career to where I have to hitch my wagon to a person who's like, yeah, let me get somebody who's on the fucking registry. Right. Let me find somebody whose name pops up when you Google it and you're looking for all the weirdos in your neighborhood so they could tell their side of the story. Guess when their side of the story was told? The guilty plea or the conviction, brother. So you can miss me with that one. Now, if somebody who hosts a show that maintains some sort of credibility within the wrestling world says something like that, yeah, I'm happy to address whatever they say. But guess what? I ain't heard none of those yet. James Stallings is still waiting on Ricochet, laughing emoji. Great show tonight. Keep up the great work tonight. Or keep up the great work, guys. I thought tonight might be the night for Ricochet. And I was like, you know, I thought that they had a loaded July, and that would be a good way to cap it off. But didn't happen.
No.
Didn't happen.
No.
Bill says MJF using the kangaroo kick on Fletcher will rival Bart Simpson versus Australia. That's a good one.
That is very good. That's a good one.
Learning Tree promo. Alex, how'd you feel about this? Masterful stuff.
Masterful stuff. 102 days. He put 102 days on the cake. Like, listen, get Big Bell into witness protection program so it's like Jericho can't find him anymore. He's so good. He's better at this than Jericho is, because he's got a level of like sincerity, like to this, that like you know he's playing the gimmick, but he also sounds at least moderately like a real person. He's better at this than Jericho is. Whatever. Jericho hurt his pinky, so he can't fight Shibata, so he's gonna have Brian Keith do it. There you go. I mean, like this what this is. We're thinking, like, let's hope Hook is back in time to beat Jericho with an inch of his life at All In, and then this whole thing goes away. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to when it comes to this, because I think that both of the underlings have way better stuff they could be doing than this.
Chris Statlander defeated Willow Nightingale in a championship eliminator. This one has stakes.
Yeah.
It's got build, which I am all too happy about. And it's a feud that continues here on Dynamite, making, you know, adding some juice to this show as well. Mm-hmm. We saw Chris Statlander hitting a 450. I think Excalibur called Stokely her short king or something like that at one point.
Something like that, yeah.
I thought this worked out really, really great. This was, they did like a sirloin beef sons of bitches match for a bit of this, which I really, really loved. Is this still doing it for you?
I love Chris and I love Willow. The fact this was an eliminator match to get to the actual title match, presumably at All In, I don't know if we needed to see how many of these are we going to. I don't want there to be diminishing returns at any point. This was really good. Stat getting the win with loading up her forearm with a chain was good stuff. We'll get the match again. I don't know when the end game is planned. I don't want this to outstay its welcome, but for now, it's great stuff. Both women are amazing. Stokely is adding a lot to this. That the touch of Statlander helping Stokely off the apron like he was an 8-year-old child was very, very good. I loved it a lot.
For some reason, Jeremy Lambert is here, of whom I will be seeing this week in Cleveland. You are Cleveland affiliated, so I just got a first question. What's your fucking problem?
I mean, I don't claim Cleveland. I wasn't born in Ohio. I moved here out of love.
That's even worse. A good
reason. Yeah, but you know, men do foolish things in love. So, and by the way, my lovely wife actually has a gift for you when you come and visit this weekend. So she,
what is it? What is it? A 7 score on a par 3?
Knew that was coming, but no. No, she bought you something very nice. It's actually right next to me. Okay. I won't show it on camera.
Okay.
I have news. I'm doing a Sean Ross Sapp on In the Weeds run-in.
Ooh.
Here.
I don't even know if this is serious, but usually
no,
it's
actually very serious. Amazingly,
he's never on the show this late, so I'm like,
I know
this can't be a bit.
Well, you guys, I assume, have or will talk about Shane McMahon and AEW and the photo and everything. Obviously, Sean and WrestleTalk broke the news this morning. Bully Ray, he does his own show. He does Busted Open
does
After
he?
Dark. Yes.
Never heard of it.
He does.
He got a statement from Shane McMahon. I'm going to assume it's legit. Bully Ray is adamant that it is legit, very adamant.
I find it hard to believe that he would just lie over something like this.
I agree with you. So I'm going to read this statement, and I'm about to write the article, but everybody now gets it first here, okay? Statement from Shane on the meeting is, Tony and I were connected through a mutual friend, and we had a great meeting. We talked about many things, but mostly about our shared love for the business and the rewards and challenges of working with family. I congratulated him on the 5-year anniversary of AEW and look forward to how he evolves the business moving forward. That is Shane McMahon's statement via Bully Ray on the meeting with Tony Khan.
So my question is, Alex, have you reached out to Spike Dudley, Big Dick Dudley, Dances with Dudley? Because I guess all the Dudleys are getting brought up on this show tonight.
Yeah, I have not. I've been lacking in my duties. It's been a long time since I handled news for the site. Mostly, I'm just a guy who bloviates.
We can't get a hold of Snot Dudley or Sign Guy Dudley. He's not working in TNA anymore. I mean, hey, at least this Bully Ray was productive here. Shout out to Bully Ray for getting that scoop, man.
Good.
There you go. I now have articles to write. I listened to a CM Punk interview during Dynamite. No idea what actually happened on Dynamite. I wrote three CM Punk stories instead.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you dropping that, because that is what I,
thank you.
That is something that I needed. And he just hit the bricks. Goodbye, Jeremy. Goodbye, Jeremy. Yeah, I mean, that's good. I saw that Bully Ray was going to get that, and I was like, okay, not a lot of people have that connection. Not a lot of people can just reach out to Shane. Go figure.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Statlander and Willow?
No, I said my piece. Here's the thing that I want to call attention to. AEW currently on main shows has 4 great, and I mean great, women's programs. Great. Like the fact that you've got what they're doing with Tony and Mariah, we'll talk about what they're doing with Mercedes and Britt, with now Camille added to it. Great. What they're doing here with Statlander and Willow. Great. What they've been doing now for 4 months with Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo flying under the radar, adding Taya Valkyrie to the mix. Great. Like, this is the kind of stuff that I think both of us said, once Mercedes comes in, they're going to start really packing out. They're going to use these great women they have. We got 2 women's matches tonight. That used to be completely unheard of on Dynamite. This is awesome that we're getting the women used to such great effect. Like, none of these stories they're telling are more about, like, the dude who's hanging around the championship. It's about the women. This is great stuff. Love it.
Speaking of great stuff that we love,
I'm traveling a lot, and when you travel, you got to protect your data. You got to protect your privacy online. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows me to do that, allows me to browse safely and securely. When you go to an airport, when you go to an arena, a restaurant, a hotel, you're usually connecting to that unsecured Wi-Fi, which leaves you susceptible to having your data stolen, any number of things taken from your private connection, or what should be your private connection. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes it a private connection with the fastest VPN in the world, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a ton of other features in addition to that peace of mind that you get when you can browse safely and securely. And I'm talking all your devices, Surface Pro, laptop, desktop, PC, smart TV, router, phone, whatever you're taking with you, NordVPN.com/Fightful will add extra layers of security to your digital life. You can get a password manager, a file encryption tool. Be safe, be smart, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Check it out, guys. Very useful. Very useful. Roderick Strong, the Beast Mortos, and Roosh defeated the Conglomeration, which now includes Tomohiro Ishii. Matthew Hook says Rush and Roosh Mortos as a tag team, Camille versus Megan Bain. Go ahead, Alex.
I listen.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And this is something I called for a while ago, like, I don't know, December. What can they do with Beast Mortos, the former Black Taurus? I was like, put him with Roosh. Make him, you know, the El Toro Negro and El Toro Blanco, something. Somebody in the Sour Graps Discord said, call them Los Toros Furiosos, the Raging Bulls. Like, these guys together, I loved how they were interacting. Beast Mortos for ROH champ. I'm calling it now. Let's do it. He got the pin on Briscoe. I have loved what I have seen from this guy in AEW. He's a great base for smaller guys. He's incredibly strong. An amazing look. Like, he is excellent. I loved what I saw out of this. All six guys in this match were really, really great. This was a really great surprise for me that we were like, hey, let's throw Roderick Strong with Roosh and Beast Mortos. And like, it worked. Everything worked. It was excellent.
This is one of the rare instances you're going to see like a 5'9" and under sirloin beef sons of bitches match, right? Like,
yes. Yes.
Like, listen.
Yeah.
When I first started covering New Japan, gosh, it was mid 2010s, and I was trying to cover something that was vastly undercovered in American wrestling news. And the first several times that I watched Tomohiro Ishii, I had no concept of how tall he was. Yeah. The way that he wrestled, I just assumed he was 5'11" and maybe 300 pounds. Yes. No, he's not. Maddie Nice says, with the LFI vignettes, is Roosh still with LFI and AEW? Are they merging with DCF? I think at the end of Grand Slam, Darby will be the AEW champ. Man, there's a real possibility based on what we saw tonight that could happen. Oh, sure.
There is.
I wonder how that plays into Wrestle Dream. I don't know yet, because I've got my theories, and we'll talk about that later tonight. As far as LFI, I don't have a damn clue what they're doing. I wish I could provide more on that, but we've seen so many stops and starts and people be involved and then taken away and then released and moved around, and then they're over in this stable. Unfortunately, that has foggied up the waters quite a bit for me.
Yeah. Yeah. The little thing talking about how small Ishii is, like, the Stone Pitbull is kind of a misnomer, because pitbulls are not small dogs.
Yes.
So I called him on the Collision review on Fight with Select last week, I called him the Stone Pekingese, because he is a much smaller dog than a pitbull, but he is made of stone. Whatever kind of dog he is, he's made out of stone. That dude, you can't do anything to him.
We got this Mariah May promo that I just loved. It's a sit down, or it's a lay down interview with Renee Paquette. And Mariah is truly sociopathic in this character. She is just, no, Tony didn't do anything wrong. No, I just used her. That's all. Yeah. Not even anything personal. It just became fun for me.
Yeah.
Tony is very mad. She is livid. She's beside herself. Maddie Nice wants her to beat Mariah with the wire hangers. James Zimmerman says that he was very happy with the women's division tonight, which, by the way, got two women's matches tonight.
Yeah.
On Dynamite.
Yeah.
Even if one's an enhancement match, buddy, we've been asking for a long time, and we got those, an onstage promo, backstage promo, and this interview. So, I mean, there was a lot put into this that I don't think can be underscored, but, yeah, it says Timeless Toni Storm is on fire. I just love the Mariah May stuff, and Tony's reaction will be what it is. She's Razor Ramon in late 95, falling for all the Gold Dust tricks. Inside, like, she's fallen for it all.
Yeah.
Mariah's got it.
She's gone fully round the bend. The painted on eyebrows. Like, this is so fantastic. I can't wait to see what she does with this next 4 weeks leading up to that match as she goes further and further into insanity. I can only imagine the entrance of fully gone Toni Storm for All In. Like, what is that going to look like? What makeup will she be wearing? What outfit? How will she, like, be carried to the ring? Like, what is it's? So this, she's been on another level with her character work for a year now. Mariah has perfectly slid into that dead-eyed sociopath thing, which is completely different than what we were seeing her before she turned. And it works. It all works. It all feels like it worked, because she pulled the wool not only over Toni Storm's eyes, but over ours as well. So that we kind of fell in love with the whole thing when she was playing a peacemaker between Toni and Mina. We're like, this is so what a sweet love story this is. And a month later, she destroys all of it. It's just such excellent stuff.
You get the Acclaimed promo. They want FTR. I want to know when they're getting their tag title shot.
I mean, FTR, when they cut their return promo on Collision, said, we want the Young Bucks at All In. And, I mean, they would leapfrog the Acclaimed to get that shot. I wonder if it's a triple threat.
I hope.
Like, somehow this match between
FTR... Give me four corners.
I mean, I don't know who the other team is, but yeah,
don't throw
anybody else. Don't
throw a ladder up there too.
If Lucha Bros
real
still
glass,
signed, see that? Yeah, don't care. Make it Roosh and Mordos. Do that tag team. Why not? Let them win it. It should be MXM. Honestly, MXM should be.
They're great.
They're so good. That's a completely different type of team than the other three that would be in it. Make it a four corners. I just don't understand why the line of thought is that FTR like should have been in the blood and guts match because they were wussing out. No, they weren't cleared to wrestle. if they had been cleared to wrestle, I'm pretty sure they would have had that spot in the Blood and Guts match acclaimed. So you calling them out doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I think they really need to add a little bit of something. MXM, as you had mentioned, boy, that their first promo was so good. The crowd reacted perfectly to that. Yeah. Thomas Sandberg says Toni Storm, Women's Wrestler of the Year, easily. I'm very interested to see who ends up winning Women's Wrestler of the Year in the Fightful Awards. Because, like, Rhea missed a few months. I don't know how that will necessarily play out because we have a multitude of awards. We have Women's Best on Promos. We have Women's Best In-Ring Performer. And then Women's Best Overall Performer. And we have seen where someone will win best promo or best in ring, and neither of those win best overall performer, which I really like.
Yeah.
Trani says Survivor Series in LA per WrestleVote. Still true. I have not heard any info on that yet. Hmm. I should find out this week, though.
I think that Toni probably has best on promos sewn up just because of the ridiculous stuff that she says.
Yeah.
But overall, like it's been hard. She's been very consistent for a full year. Like we'll see if like her loss to Mariah May, which I assume she will lose to Mariah May, takes her off of TV for an extended period of time, because that might hurt her in the overall Wrestler of the Year thing. But also Rhea has a lot of, she needs to catch up because she missed all that time. She needs to catch up quick in the fall.
Kyrie says, you think Thekla could ever be AEW bound? Love the show. Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I do think one day, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they probably would have brought her in more if they had their eye on bringing her over full time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think we could definitely see that happen. I think we could for sure see that happen. Yeah. And regarding Toni, I mean, she won Women's Best on Promos last year, did a great acceptance speech for us.
Yes.
Camille defeated Brittany Jade. I've had the opportunity to see Brittany Jade wrestle a lot. Glad to see her getting a spot here, but glad to see Camille pretty quickly back in the fold in the ring and showing what she can do. This was quick, but also we needed to see what this woman could do in the ring. And the world did too, because most of the world has not seen NWA.
That's true. There was a bit here that was odd to me when they just said randomly, kind of in passing, we are told that the match is official for All In. Mercedes Moné defending her title against Britt Baker. And I was like, what changed? Mercedes last week said, you're not getting that title shot. Like, I'm assuming somebody told her, yes, she is getting the title shot. But who was that? Like, when did that should have been a moment that Christopher Daniels comes out and tells her Britt Baker is getting that title shot by order of Tony Khan, whatever it is. It just kind of felt weird that they just dropped it on us. I thought Britt would have to earn it in some way. Like, you've got to beat this thing to get it.
Sure.
I thought a great way to do it was to do some kind of tag match at All In. And if
they showed the Comic-Con stuff. They did announce this at Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so yeah, they made that confrontation happened, and then they ended up setting the match. So I got no problem with that. But they also said the Elite suspended Britt Baker.
Yes.
So she was not there tonight either.
Yeah.
We got a super chat from our friend Irene, who says, besides the initial shock value, I just don't know the long-term benefit of Shane and AEW. What is he bringing into the company that isn't already there? Well, for sure, it will largely be for the initial shock value.
Yeah.
But let's be very, very blatant. He brings the name McMahon in a very petty wrestling world. That's what he brings. Mm-hmm. He brings the name McMahon and a few people that like to see him do crazy shit. He brings some memes, some banter, some really great jokes that we can make, some funny one-offs with the Elite. I think that, like, I don't have a great desire to see him wrestle. People, I had somebody say, what are your dream Shane McMahon matches in AEW? And I said, literally him with the Elite facing somebody where they can protect him. That's it. I got no desire to see him do one-on-one stuff.
The only one-on-one that I would be interested in is him versus Darby Allin of who's the craziest mother effer in the history of professional wrestling. Because I still remember watching him do that ridiculous just fall off the top of the scaffolding versus Steve Blackman. I was like, the son of the owner of the company just committed suicide on pay-per-view. Like, I've always said that dude has a screw loose upstairs.
Well, guys, check out our wonderful partners at BetOnline.ag. You'd have to have a screw loose to not put some money down on some of these great odds that they have right now. Not just SummerSlam odds, which, by the way, as of now on BetOnline.ag, four champions are favored to switch titles. I think Logan Paul is favored to lose, which that's an under. If I had to pick one underdog at this point, I'd probably pick Logan Paul because of the Cleveland connection for him. And you got Braun Breaker favored to win, Nia Jax favored to win, and Gunther favored to win. But also, they've got John Cena WrestleMania opponent betting odds. Right now, Randy Orton is the favorite at plus 100. However, also, he's a minus 120 to wrestle for a world title at WrestleMania. I don't think those two can coexist. So if you get crafty with your bet there, I think that that could be a surefire way to make money one way or another over at our friends BetOnline.ag. Trusted over 25 years, highest credit card acceptance. They got a bunch of great games. You can play poker. They got every sports book known to man. NCAA, NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL, all that good stuff. But also, they have odds about whether or not Jake Paul shows up, if Roman Reigns shows up, how many tables will be broken. All kinds of great stuff over at BetOnline.ag. Please only bet what you can and bet responsibly. Over in our Fightful Select Discord, thanks to a popular demand, we have started a BetOnline channel on our subscribers-only Discord where I'm going to be talking to you guys about odds, if you have any questions about what they mean, or my picks. I haven't had a lock pick in a couple months that I've made, but so far our lock underdog picks are 9 for 9 this year. Wow. And I think we have, in our official predictions, we have made 14 correct underdog predictions out of 15 this year. Check it out, my friends. Koi says, Camille versus Hater at All Out. Don't mind me speaking that into existence. I could see Jamie and Britt versus Camille and Mercedes at All Out. And I think that's a real possibility, and not just a possibility, I think it's a likelihood at this stage.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It's Bryan Danielson promo. He comes out to the ring and he talks about his connection to Greenville. And it's so funny because the crowd's like, you don't know shit about Greenville. And he's like, yeah, I got my engagement pictures done here. I love downtown. It's beautiful. And they're like, oh, hell yeah. He talks about promises that he made to his child, to his wife, who does not want him to wrestle. No. He promised his child that when she was 7, he would stop wrestling full time. Yeah. Doctors don't want him to wrestle. And there's a lot to get into here because FightfulSelect.com reported this past Sunday, best $5 in the business, please subscribe. Bryan Danielson, like this is a shoot as far as man's body is made of paper mache. It's a miracle he can stay in the physical shape that he's in. Mm-hmm. And the way that it was laid out last week was his neck is fixable and they want to keep it that way. He has legitimately been prevented from doing things that he has wanted to do and matches that he was supposed to be a part of. And Swerve comes out and Swerve teases getting a little bit personal, but he's like, you know what? I respect you so much. I admire you. You inspired a lot of people, including me. He's like, but I don't think that physically you can carry the weight of being world champion. And Danielson thought about it and he said, you know what? If I can't be AEW world champion, I don't need to be anything. Now, there's an awful lot to this. He says he'll retire if he doesn't win the AEW title. There's some wiggle room. Didn't say it all in, even though it very clearly is at all in. His talent contract is legitimately up tomorrow.
Yeah.
He is committed to future dates, as Fightful Select reported. They have him on a pitch count, so to speak.
Right.
they want to make sure they get their all-in match.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, he challenged Jeff Jarrett, the safest worker in the history of pro wrestling.
Right.
I want to know what you think about all of this, from the promo that got cut, the stipulation, and of course, the great Jeff Jarrett.
So first, there's two things, and like, well, the answer to these questions, I think, dictates how you feel about this whole thing. I ask myself, do I believe that Bryan Danielson wants his character, i.e. himself, because that's the person he's playing, to be perceived as a liar? I do not believe that he wants that. Do I believe that if Bryan Danielson were to lose at All In, that he would honestly retire from wrestling forever? No. I think he would take some time off, but he'd always want to come back. He's a sicko. He loves this. He needs it. So if he's not a liar, and if he's going to wrestle after August, at the end of August, then he's winning the match. And to me, that gives the game away. Now, I honestly thought he was going to win the match, but I didn't know for sure. This, to me, with a stipulation like this attached to it, kind of lets me know Brian's winning. And I don't like having that thing being told to me. And honestly, if he does lose, well, that's worse, because then he's retiring or he's a big old liar. I don't want those things either. Also, the thing with Jeff Jarrett, yeah, he's an incredibly safe worker. Put this dude in bubble wrap. We saw Shotzi have a match in NXT where all she did was hop backwards off the apron and land on both feet and blew out her knee. Crazy stuff happens when you're not doing anything. Adam Cole jumped off a ramp, wrecked his ankle, hasn't been back since.
And it is kind of wild that, like, Adam Cole just stepped off the apron. Darby's been hit by a bus, hung upside down, kicked in his already broken nose, and he's come back multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I saw a lot of people say, oh, the stipulation makes it predictable. I mean, maybe for people who don't live on, or like who live on the internet and stuff, but I don't think that it does necessarily. Brian has always seemed like the type of guy who will decide when he wants to go out. Maybe he wants to go out at Arthur Ashe. Maybe he wants to go out at Wrestle Dream. But we're looking at a situation where they're very clearly heating Darby up.
Yes.
Swerve is the champion. Danielson is the top contender, and we have an AEW pay-per-view in Seattle in a few months.
Which is where all three of them are from.
So
that triple threat to me feels like a lock. I just don't know who's going to be the champion when that happens. That's to me feels like what to me, not maybe a lock, but I anticipate that is where they're headed. Because it just feels like something they would do. But yeah, I loved the promo from Brian, and I really loved what Surf came out and said, you know, like, I respect the hell out of you. I looked up to you. You inspired me to become a wrestler. I thought that was all very excellent.
Somebody says, technically it's in Tacoma, not Seattle.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. It's in Washington State. They could do it in Spokane. It would still be their home state.
Yeah. Darren Walker says, JJ versus Danielson, the match we all prayed for. I am sincerely excited to see that match.
I will be watching that, like, literally with my fingers crossed, saying a prayer the whole time. Because if something happens to Danielson during that match, no matter what kind of freak accident it is, the whole thing's ruined. His Wembley dream is over.
Alex, if I can do a stroke onto a chair on Effie, at this point, Jeff Jarrett can do it without hurting Bryan Danielson.
I'm just saying.
I mean, mine was way better.
Well, sure.
I know that a lot of people are surprised that I stroked Effie that hard.
Yeah.
But I did. I made sure that he got stroked. JP says, Swerve should have put the challenge down, not Danielson. The belt was already on the line. He upped the stakes for no real reason. I would like for Swerve to mention that. I'd like Swerve to be, and he kind of did. It wasn't him putting like a bet or anything.
Right.
He said, You don't need to make that promise to me. Make it to your family. Keep it to your family. Mm-hmm. So Swerve already did kind of address it. He's like, give a damn if you wrestle after this or not.
Right.
That's self-imposed. He's like, I care about the title. Why do I give a shit about you? I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I thought that Swerve played it off really good. They had great delivery here. But he was just like, what the hell do I care, man?
Yeah.
Darby Allin defeated Hangman Page. Boris says is Hangman hosting All In. I think it's pretty clear they're going to go towards Okada.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Continental title, but I thought this match kicked all kinds of ass. I know you don't like the finish, so I want to hear why you didn't like it. And
well, listen, my anti-Darby proclivities are well known across beyond the paywall, but I feel like the opposite of, like, when somebody grows on you, the opposite of that is me and Darby. Like, I used to be a big fan. And I've just seen him do the same things over and over again for long. And I know he can do more. I remember that MJF match that he had at All Out one year, I think it was. And I was like, where's this guy? Do more of this stuff. Don't just hurl your body at people. There's to me, that's incredibly diminishing returns on that. Every time I see it, I'm less impressed by it. I'm sorry. I am. Also, the story of get your absolute ass handed to you for 15 straight minutes, have a dude do his finisher to you twice, and then whoopsie daisy, I rolled you up and pinned you, man. That's the kind of stuff I just can't. I don't care who it is. I can't stand when you see a guy like that. He takes so much punishment and somehow wins. Like, they did a thing last week where it wasn't enough that he threatened to burn a man to death on live television to get a shot at the fourth most important singles title on the brand, but in 45 minutes later, they had him win a different title shot that happens a month later for a different title. I don't, like, they're really pushing this guy, and everybody else loves it but me, and that's fine, but I can't pretend to love it. So I'm a huge Hangman fan, and
I think Hangman is one of the best characters in wrestling.
So great. And I loved what he did here. And I loved Excalibur calling it out at Hangman, looking to the kids who were cheering for Darby the whole time. And like, is he thinking of his own son in this moment? I thought all of this was great. And the whole time I was watching going, is Jack Perry under the ring? Are the Elite going to come out? What's going to happen here? And no, he just won clean. And I was like, that, I don't feel like you should do that to Hangman. Also, you say he's definitely going for the Continental title. And I don't know. People seem to think that it might be doing a Jeff Jarrett versus Hangman grudge match, which is not him going for the Continental title. So we shall see it.
2LT Cole Photo says, add Hangman to the Washington match, kills hometown dreams. I don't think they'll put all their eggs into one match basket. I think they'll spread it out. And also, you've got Nick Wayne, who will be trio's title defending there. Likely. Yeah. James Zimmerman says, I think Darby's going to be AEW champion soon. I do too. I think that Darby is going to be that. I think that, and he has said in the past, I care more about the world, the TNT titles than the world title, but yeah. Darby winning tonight surprised the hell out of me, says James Stalling. It surprised me too. And this is what finally made it for me be like, okay, Darby might be a guy that they're crowning.
I, I think that I knew Darby was winning. I just thought it was going to be because something went wrong with an attack by the Elite that then further opened the rift between Hangman and the Elite, which is how we get to Hangman versus Okada. I didn't think they were just going to have Hangman end up just getting rolled up like that. That to me just did. It didn't. It wasn't what I wanted out of this match, certainly.
Guys, a reminder, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We've got a Discord, a bunch of bonus podcasts, exclusive news every single day. Tomorrow, we got some injury updates. We got AWWBD news, just $5 a month or $54 a year. Promise, if you guys try it, you're going to love it. Now, every day, we're going to be, or every Monday, we're going to be doing that Q&A backstage report combo podcast. We got a bunch of retro reviews as well. Just anything you could ask for over at FightfulSelect.com. Roy says, did Hangman change his facial hair from man with no name to angel eyes since turning heel? It seems like it. It seems like it. And our good friend Vicky says, hi, SRS and Alex the Great. Sorry you dislike Darby. Sting chose him. Can't hate him. Darby has the momentum now. Hard to find a harder worker. Thanks. Also, according to Steve Borden, the younger one, does not own a couch, Darby. I bought two of them last week. So I feel fancy, man. I feel very fancy.
That's very
as fancy. Far as like what the hell's going on with Hangman, there are few people that can lose better in wrestling than Hangman Page.
Right. No, he's gonna be fine with it, but
he delivers emotion very well.
Yeah.
One thing we did not get an answer to, why the hell did the lights go out? That was unusual. I mean,
I feel like that was a slip of the light board. Because if you know production, all you got to do is hit the wrong button and it skips to the next cue, and you have to program it to go back. It's not like a go back button. So.
Which I got plenty of issues with AEW's lighting in general. Yeah. Like I think the show's lit poorly. Not as bad as TNA. My God, their last pay per view was just abysmal. But do you remember when they had that error and it just flashed hello on the screen?
Yeah.
And everybody was like,
who is it teasing?
The Dark Order are back. No, it was an error. Go figure.
Yeah.
Irene says, don't care if it feels predictable. I selfishly want Danielson to win it all in and have an AEW world title run. Let the GOAT have his glory.
I want him to win. I was rooting for him before tonight, when now I feel like there's the suspense to me has been halved. Like at some point, I think, you know, I was pretty much 50-50 at some point. I was leaning, it's more likely Danielson. Now I feel like it's 70% Danielson at least wins this thing. And I wanted there to be more suspense during the match for me personally, but.
Guys, I want to thank you all for joining us. I'm going to try to call in Saturday as well for the post-SummerSlam show. But Alex will be doing a post-show review over on Fightful Select as well. Tell the people what you got going on.
Well, we'll be doing a post-SummerSlam, like you said, on Saturday. Me and Kate behind the paywall, Fightful Select. We always do one of those after every AEW and WWE and NXT. We'll do that every Tuesday. We talk about NXT. There's a lot of moving parts here going forward. The second straight week of the Great American Bash it will be next week. Also, we do a Monday Night Raw review behind the paywall. And Friday, we'll do a little Rampage watch-along. I hear they taped MXM versus Pirate Party for Rampage this week.
Fun.
That sounds like a blast.
MXM signing with AEW is going to prove to be a phenomenal decision.
Huge thing, man.
Like, besides the fact that I like the fellas genuinely, the fact that like we saw some of their creativity shine in the vignettes they released after like that didn't end up airing, like they're very good. They're
so good.
They're so quick witted. They're just, it's going to work out really, really well.
Yeah.
Guys, I am headed to Cleveland tomorrow. I don't know if you're religious, but pray for me anyway. I got to deal with that, you know. Listen, if this isn't an example of the roller coaster of emotions. So the hotel that I booked blindly for way too much money.
Yeah.
Stupid amount of money, unfortunately. Yeah. Right across the street from the junket. Very excited about
that. Oh, that's nice.
Right up from Jacobs Field. So I'm going to see my grandmother and my mother's old house.
Nice.
A little emotional thing. Cool. Less than like a mile from the Christmas Story house. I hate Christmas Story. I think the movie sucks. But going to go see it anyway. But also, you know, to really show an example of Cleveland, also a half mile away from where Ariel Castro captured those women and held them for a decade. So
obviously, good.
That's Cleveland. Guys, hope I see some of you in Cleveland. I'm probably not going to be outside that much because, shocker, it's going to rain all week. Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.